right, guys, welcome back here to the Shift Points Podcast. We are here with Randy. I'm off to a good start on it. Here with Randy Edmonds. Randy, it is already time to go back racing with the Southeast Gassers.
Seems like just a few weeks ago we were finishing up at Shadyside.
I know, like it really does. Like this has been the weirdest, like long feeling winter, but now that spring's here, it's just like it went by so fast.
It does. It does. It's amazing, you know. I mean, you look around and everything's in bloom all of a sudden, and it's just we're here.
Yeah, exactly. Here. So, guys, as you know, we come in here. We've come in once prior in this off season, and we're coming in here again. We were planning to be here last week, kind of got delayed a little bit, but we are back. This weekend is the Rumble and Ringgold at Brainerd Motorsports Park with the Southeast Gassers Association. Like I said, I can't believe it's already time. They've been promoting the heck out of this. I've seen it everywhere, seems like. So many people that I follow in the car world, I've seen been sharing the schedule and stuff. There's a big hype coming. You know, I think it's going to be a good season.
I think so. Brainerd, you know, we haven't been there in several years. They raced there in 16, I think, was the last race there. We're looking at a big turnout there. Stephen and Amy Farrow that own the track, they're bringing in mobile seating.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everything's looking good. Terry and I went over and did a little outside the groove race show in Knoxville a few weeks ago, and I was amazed at how many people were excited about us being there. A lot of people didn't know they were coming.
Okay.
And they hadn't been to a Southeast Gasser race since the last time we were there.
Really? You said that was 2017?
Yes.
2017.
16 or 17.
16 or 17. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
I'm not really sure. I should have looked that up. Yeah. But I didn't think about it. It's 16 or 17.
Yeah.
So it's been the last time we were there. Yes.
Six or 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
there's been a lot of change in 7 or 8 years.
Cars have picked up a little bit in 7 or 8 years.
These guys are, if you haven't seen these cars in 8 years, you're in for a pretty good surprise this weekend. Yeah.
So, you know, 16, around in there was the first time I went, 15, maybe 16. I know I was at the last Greer, and that was the second or third race that I had been to. Your dad was there and stuff there. So, you know, that there's been a lot of changes since then. a lot of they picked up a lot of cars. And that's one thing that has really amazed me since the buyout is, you know, I get a little more contact from builders and drivers and car owners and everything at how many cars are really being built.
Right.
Just on the way out here, found out about another car, 33
really?
Willis that's been
really?
Built. Yes.
Cool.
And Quain's always had a little deal about too many Novas, and we're getting a lot of Willys right now.
Hey.
There's at least 3 Willys coming to AGAS.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then Gary Klein sold his Willys to a guy in Alabama, I think it is, and he's supposed to be coming and racing with us.
Okay.
And that's another AGAS Willys. We've got another one coming out of Alabama. We got one coming out of Knoxville. We got one coming out of, I guess, maybe Spartanburg.
Okay.
I know it's being built by Alan Pittman down in that area, so it's a lot of Willys coming to AGAS.
Yeah, hey, that sounds like a pretty big expansion of the AGAS class
and
there.
And, too, you know, I mean, we've got the one coming out of Alabama. It's Ford powered, small block Ford power.
Okay.
And the one at Alan Pittman's building for Mike Sword is going to be a big block Chevy. And then the one, Brad Henry out of Knoxville's building one with a big block Chevy in it.
Okay.
So, lots of stuff going on, and another thing I've been amazed about too is just all the tracks that are reaching out.
Really? Yeah, had a bunch.
A couple in Kansas wanting us to come to Kansas, you know, and that's way out there.
That's a pretty good ways to Kansas from here.
And you know, everything's looking good. You know, we've got 65 or so cars for Brainerd already signed up. Could be some fallouts, could be some come in, you know, but it's still parts issues.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I found out this morning there was 2 cars that was probably going to be there, but, you know, no parts.
Wow.
You know,
because it feels like the parts, so, you know, the COVID years caused craziness with parts and stuff like that, and I kind of thought that we were through that, but apparently not.
No, you know, there's several guys that thought they were going to have new new engines for the first race.
No,
they put them off now till Shadyside, the second race. Okay. You know that they'll have their new power plant. So a couple of those. One fella that I know that he's had an engine on order for like 9-10 months. You know, and he hasn't got it yet.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of that stuff going on, you know. And then I talked to a guy Saturday that their parts are supposed to be here on Wednesday or Thursday to put their engine back together. So they're going to be burning the midnight oil at the end of the week.
I hope they don't have a long drive.
Well, no, they don't.
Oh, that's good.
They're very close.
That's
they're
good.
Very close. So that's... they said they would probably be putting their engine together Thursday night, Friday morning.
Gotcha.
So, you know, so that, you know, hopefully they get them when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll come a day early.
Yeah, that'd be good. That would be really nice if that would happen
anyway,
for them.
Anyway, we...
So I know I saw Steven had put up, and I think we talked about it last time, but kind of the original guy, Quain, and then the Night Stalker... car. That was one of the originals that kind of kicked all this off. He's coming back, right?
Well, Greg's having some issues.
Okay.
There's a good possibility, and he's probably not going to make it.
Okay.
because of some issues that he's had in the past few days.
Okay, gotcha.
He was trying to basically catch up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last time he raced, you know, we were quite a bit slower.
Okay,
you know?
Right.
So he was doing some stuff to his car to try to pick it up. And it's just, it's maybe a safety issue, you know. I mean, that the car's just not handling like it should with the changes he made.
Gotcha.
And he just didn't have time to get it. But you never know. I mean, you know, he's a hard worker. He's determined, you know. So I just saw a video of where his wife was lettering the car.
Lettering the car. I saw that yesterday, too. Yeah.
So we're looking forward for them to get back out there, you know. I mean, they were... part of this from the beginning.
Yeah, that's know? What I started and, to say. It's neat that, you know, for whatever reason in this off season, it feels like you've got a bunch of new faces that are kind of coming in, but you're also kind of bringing back some of the old faces too.
Yes.
That want to get involved there.
Yeah.
That's a good energy.
You know, and two, you know, I mean, there's some of the guys that hadn't been racing with us that came back and you know, when they got back out there and got to going and saw some of the changes that the other guys had made, you know, they picked up, you know, tenths,
mm-hmm.
you know, on their car pretty quick, you
right.
know, within a few races. And that's basically what, you know, some of these guys is going to need to do is just get back out there and you know, look and see and test and see what they need to do to get to where they need to be.
Right. And you guys did some revamping of the rule book and stuff. We talked about that as far as the kind of the formatting. So they should be able to dig into the rule book and kind of get that checked out,
yes.
too.
Yes, John Lydic did an absolutely fabulous job on that. He works for the military.
Okay.
And doing manuals and everything. And he was actually doing this on his own and was going to show it to us before we asked him to come on board in tech.
Well, that's cool.
And so he and Sammy Sammy Gable are going to be great. We stay in contact almost daily, if not several times a day. I've talked to Sammy 3 times today, I think, already. But they're doing a great job. They're going to be there's going to be more tech than there's ever been in
mm-hmm.
the history of Southeast Gassers this year. You know, we're having, you know, in the past, you know, I mean, just like myself and Ted and stuff, we had different hats. We wore different hats at
right.
the race, you know. But these guys are going to be tech.
That's,
you know, they're going to be tech.
You got to have that.
You know, I'm going to be race director. We got Rocky as director of operations. And so you're going to have Chris Smith, John Lydic, and Sammy Gable. Heading up the tech department, so you know it's going to be different. You know, they're going to look at things that probably hadn't been looked at in a while,
right?
Things like that and stuff. So, but everyone's excited about it. Dana Casto has been sending me pictures of stuff.
I have been following them along in the off season, man. They have been digging this off season.
They have. They're excited. They're excited about everything and stuff, you know, and they're really concerned about making sure everything on the car is like it should be.
Gotcha.
You know, and talk with him on Saturday, I guess it was, for a good little while. And
Can you talk us through a little bit kind of what they have worked on that you know of and things like that? Because I know there's been a bunch.
What they did, basically, you know, the car was always jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running, they were running the smaller tire because of that.
Okay.
You know, but they've cut the fenders
cut
on
the fenders,
car.
Yep.
Cut the fender on the car and, car and dropped it down. Now they can run, you know, the 10.5 or 11.5 inch, you know, they can go to 11.5, but they're running a 29.
Okay.
10.5 tire now. And they've done some engine changes also, you know, so they're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming. And there's no one out there that's any more determined to do good than Diana.
I can tell that the first time we went over to Knoxville and we interviewed her,
yeah.
I don't know if there's anybody on the property that loves it more than they do.
Yeah, they're big supporters of us, and from the very beginning, you know, I mean, Dana came in driving the car, and then it wasn't too long until she started doing some Friday night stuff in the car, and then the next year, you know, she got in and she took over. But she's determined to do good.
Good.
And that's what it takes.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what it takes, you know. And I feel like C-Gas is going to be a really tough class this year with everything that's going on and some of the times that I have been told that some people have ran in testing. C-Gas is going to be tough, you know. I mean, Josh Pruitt broke a record this past year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the first to break the record into the fives.
Okay.
But there's a lot of guys that's right there with him, you know. So I would say there's at least four cars that's running in that same area.
Okay.
Right there, you know. So, and then there's others that's not far behind.
Right.
You know, I mean, they could
make
step
some gains.
Up. Yeah, they could step up too. Then you got B-Gas. You know, haven't heard a whole lot about people testing and stuff in B-Gas. Of course, we know, you know, Kevin Burt went out and broke a record at the last race. You know, all four classes broke records at the last race. And I'm sure Kevin's going to come out hard. Ted McKee will be out hard. Daniel Haynes, Colby Welch, you know. I mean, anytime Colby shows up, he's a threat,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I feel like in talking with them that they're probably going to be more focused this year on maybe, and hopefully running all the races and stuff. So mm-hmm. if they run all the races, you know, I mean, they'll get some attention.
Yeah.
You know, them guys are good. And then in A-Gas, you know, I'm not really sure how much Gabriel's going to run. He's saying that he might not run all the races or whatever, but, you know, Gabriel is the one, you know. I mean, he's won two out of the last three championships.
Yeah.
And he's
he shows up, he's going to be a threat.
Yeah, exactly.
Every you know, time.
And he's good on the tree, and the mm-hmm. car leaves so hard. You know, it's just he's you got to be on your game to beat Gabe.
For
and
sure.
I've said that on here many times.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
You know, and then you got Leslie. You know, and then you got Ben Christopher's right there, Chase Howard. You know, Kenneth. Kenneth's been swapping engines back and forth, big block, small block stuff. You know, not sure exactly where he's going to be. I think he's probably going to be small block for the first race. You know, if Kenneth goes straight, he's a threat.
Yeah,
threat,
for
you
sure.
Know? I mean, I've said and I've said before, you know, if Kenneth gets his car hooked, he's probably the one to beat anywhere we go. You know, so. And then you got Greg Stelz. You know, I mean, Greg's as determined as Diana.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's probably the most determined we've got in A-Gas.
I could see that just from following along with them on social media and stuff. Yes. Like almost every video is going for the record, right?
Yes.
They want it. They
yes.
want it bad.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's nobody out there working any harder than they are to get that.
Yeah.
Too, you know, so. He's had some engine issues back and forth, waiting on a new engine. But they're going to be there. They're not going to quit. They're going to keep going until they do get it. So
having that sort of attitude in a class, and having, even if it's one or two people that are driving and pushing it, it pushes everybody, right? You know, if you see somebody that has that want, it makes you want it, and it's going to push the whole class forward.
I don't have the whole list with me here, Scott Wallace is supposed to be at the first race this year. They didn't race. I don't know if they raced any last year or not. And CGAS, so we're looking forward to seeing them and getting them back out there. That's a team that has worked really, really hard, and the advancement, and you know, just how much better they've got every race.
Right.
You know, they've been at for the past few years. You know, be good to see them. We've got some new cars coming. Super Stock. We got Alan Lovelady that just picked up the silver Camaro from Michael Oden's old car.
Okay.
You know, he's going to be out there in Super Stock. You've got Randy Kiefer coming to Super Stock, of course, with the Pontiac, and we got a couple of new ones. You know, Super Stock has struggled a little bit on numbers. We're looking forward to having a rules package that stays the same, where people can build to it and come this year and go from there. You know, I mean, it's kind of flip flop back and forth for the past couple of years. You know, not saying that it shouldn't have. I mean, you know, there were some decisions made that were bad decisions, and they just had to be changed to try to get things back to where they needed to be.
Right.
But Super Stock's a great class. We want to see it go. HGAS is coming on. We don't have many cars in HGAS coming. We've got to this race, four or five maybe. But there's several cars in the making. We've got several Anglias coming. We've got one Anglia coming that's got the little Trophy 4 Pontiac.
Okay.
That is, they've done a lot of different stuff to this little engine that we haven't seen done to these before. Should, you know, if it works out, it's going to be a threat.
Right.
Then we've got Larry Noel with his, and it's got the 248-inch inline Ford in it, and it sounds really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a peppy little engine. And then we got Robert Frazier in the Barracuda with the, we'll call it a Rambler engine.
Okay.
Because he's renamed the car to the Midnight Rambler. You're too young to remember the...
No, I know the stories of the Midnight Rambler. Radio jockey over Tennessee, right?
Tennessee, the Tennessee Midnight Rambler show. WQUT.
You forgot who my dad was, Randy. I know who the Midnight Rambler is.
Go look up the Midnight Rambler. Look it up. Or actually, Robert and I were going back and forth a little bit over that this morning there, you know. I mean, there's been a lot
That's a good name.
It is with the Rambler engine and calling the car the Midnight Rambler, and him from that area.
That area.
You know, I mean, it's there's a lot of early, I guess you could call it early Sunday mornings back in the day listening to the Midnight Rambler.
That's what I just started to say. I've been told many times that Dad told me he had watched the sun come up on Patton Avenue listening to the Midnight Rambler.
Yeah. No doubt. We don't want to go there. But it was, that's been a few days ago.
Yeah.
Mid-70s, mm-hmm. 76, 77, probably, maybe even before that. But it's good stuff, you know. HGAS is a growing class. We've got a lot of stuff, several of those cars being built. The one that's being built over in Tennessee, a little Anglia over there, with the Pontiac 4 in it. I saw some pictures, and it's going to be a beautiful car. Larry's working on his car now. It's going to be just a jam up car. Scott Partee has just he moved up to a 292.
Okay.
He was always running heavy with the 250 that was in it, so he's gone to a 292. It should make him more competitive. And then we've got the Volkswagens. So Doug Loudermilk and his Volkswagen. I'm not sure how much Paul will show up. You know, Paul's kind of, you know, he'll show up every once in a while. But anytime he shows up, he's a threat for sure. You know, Paul Combast. You know, I mean, it's the Ace Gas is really an interesting class.
There's a lot of diversity of cars and stuff in that class. I mean, you've got it across all the classes, but that one, it's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Then you got AFX. I think we've got four or five in AFX this race. And it's a growing class. We've got Mark Hackett building one. Gordon Rundle's building one. And then I saw Mark's car in the making, and it's looking really good. And if Gordon's car is anything like the one he's got now, and the Cuda that he's got now, it's going to be a really nice car.
Right.
So we're looking forward for AFX to pick up and go to. It's a very popular class. You know, I mean, it's the altered wheelbase, alcohol injected cars. You
right.
know, so
that class is so interesting. And the more I think about it, the more interesting it gets to me. After I talked to Rocky at Shadyside, mm-hmm. he was kind of telling us the history mm-hmm. and this, just this. The AFX is just kind of this odd little blip of a transition of drag racing era. You know what I mean? It was just such a short-lived little time.
It was.
But very interesting and a lot of big movement in just a few years.
Yes, there's a lot of variations in those amount of years, too, of how the cars were built and stuff. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly where the rules need to be on that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you know, you can't really say 1967 back, you know, because, you know, if you do that, you know, it's kind of a, just like you were saying, there was a lot of different variations in those cars at that time and stuff, you know. So, but it's like I say, it's a growing class, you know, and it's a very popular class.
For sure.
You know, the fans really love that class, and they ask a lot of questions about that, you know,
yeah.
and with the alcohol and everything in it and stuff, you know.
So. Those, and I think the other part, like, they're just a little different. Like, sometimes mm-hmm. if you weren't really paying attention, if it's the first time you showed up to that race, you look at it and you go, there's something different about that car, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And so it's very interesting.
With the altered wheelbase and mm-hmm. then the alcohol fuel injection, they sound a little different,
right?
You know, and so they... you know, it's all works together. You know, I mean, it's just part of the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of what we do. And but going into Brainerd, we've got Harbin's Mechanical Services is our sponsor for Brainerd.
Okay.
Glad to have them. I think they have maybe been affiliated with us before. I'm not really sure on that, but I know Rocky and Steven knows them. So, you know, there's some connection there somewhere or another on, you know, just thrilled to have them.
Yeah, sure.
And then also on our consolation race,
mm-hmm.
Papa Tony's Barbecue Seasonings.
Okay.
And there's several different ones of them. There's a hot steak, a shrimp seasoning, you know, just a barbecue rub. You know, there's like four different ones, maybe more, but they will be for sale in the pits at Brainerd. Hopefully they're going to be for sale at all the races all year in the Randy Kiefer Spine Tingler pits.
Okay, cool.
So, but, you know, we'll... the weather's looking great. There was a little concern midweek last week about the weather, looking over there and stuff, but it's looking great now. I mean, you know, there's like 10, 12, 15% chance, you know.
This time of year, that's about as good as you get.
And, Friday morning, there's a little bit of possibility of rain around 8 o'clock that morning and then clearing the day on out.
Cool.
So, you know, everybody come on out. So like I say, Steven and Amy, they're bringing in some portable stands and stuff, so there'll be plenty of seating for everybody, plenty of room. The consolation race, if some of you don't understand what goes on there, if you actually in the first round, if you go out, your name gets put in a hat in all four of the classes, and then we draw four names out of the hat, and we let the some of the spectators come down and draw those names out of a hat. Then we put them back in for a semifinal and a final.
Right. Okay.
And what that does is, you know, our cars need to cool down. When you get down to the later rounds, you know, you don't have time for, you know, the cars to cool. So this puts these cars back in there. They run in between, and it keeps something going on the track.
Exactly.
You know, and
you guys just started this last year. Yes. It's a fairly new deal still, but it's just one of those things that Randy and the team have worked to try and make sure when you're there, you're seeing as much racing action as you can.
And two, it's really good for the drivers. You know, I mean, you know, you go out there, you qualify two rounds, you go out, and if something happens in the first round, you know, mm-hmm. you know, you do have a chance to come back out and make a couple more passes, right. Maybe, you know. So, and it's later in the day, mm-hmm. you know, stuff. So it's been a really popular thing. You know, I mean, I've noticed that when these guys come up, you see a lot of the other drivers come up to watch them.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that is so cool. That's neat.
It's, you know, so they're, you know, the other drivers are supporting them.
Right.
You
right.
know, and it's a really good thing. We've already got, I think we've probably got it covered in Ohio. And this was actually something that Ron Vance, which is a manager of Killcare mm-hmm. in Ohio, he called me up before the Ohio race last year. And he said, what can we do to kind of help out the downtime? So we went back and forth, and we finally came up with this. And I'm not sure, he may have did this out of his pocket.
Oh, really?
You know, to get that going, and we've had it every race since then.
Yeah, that's a good deal. It was a very good idea.
Yeah, we need to come up. We don't have one for Shadyside yet. We need to come up with a sponsor for Shadyside. We have some ideas, maybe, you know, of reaching out to some people on that. But we do need to get that sponsor, and it's $800, $200 per class.
Gotcha.
You know, and what I've saw is most of them split it.
Oh, that's good. You know, that's great. Yeah,
you know, they split it. You know, I probably every time. I'm not sure that they haven't done that. So, but yeah, it's a really good thing that we can do that and get the guys to come up and do other. Rounds, you know, I mean, right. other passes down the track. Just kind of, we've got Robbins Repairables. They'll be doing both Shady Sides.
Okay.
Decked Out Restoration, which they were a sponsor in Ohio last year. They're coming back again this year.
Okay.
We're going to Union this year.
Yep. Yeah.
Union, South Carolina.
I've heard such good things about that facility.
Union. Tony Brown is the manager down there. He used to do some stuff at Mooresville.
Okay.
But he's managed that for several years now. So we're looking forward to going now. Sellers and Son Gutter Systems is a sponsor there.
Okay.
Then One Way Technologies, Jeff Jones and the crew up there in Washington, Indiana, they'll be doing London. And Ram Clutches will be the fall Knoxville race. Moser Engineering will... I'm not sure if Moser is going to be doing a race or not, but Moser has come on board. Mickey Thompson Tires, Quick Time Performance, that's a company out of Moore, South Carolina, that does exhaust systems
okay.
for the later model cars, okay. or probably, I mean, I'm not really sure. This just happened in the last few days.
Okay.
They're doing, they have the left lane.
Oh, okay, cool.
On the TV program.
On the TV deal, right. Yeah,
and PowerTube TV, we'll be on PowerTube TV. It starts the first race. The first episode should be out sometime in April.
Okay. So, and if you guys don't know about that, I think we talked about it maybe a little bit last time.
Did.
I can't remember exactly what all we covered with it, but PowerTube TV, it's a free service. You can go on there and watch all the time. These guys are the guys that are over this did Pink's All Out. What else did they have? Pastimes.
Pastime.
So they had both of these series that were really popular, especially whenever I was younger, growing up watching it with Dad. Mm. So you can go on there and watch a lot of different stuff, and those guys are really working hard to get a bunch of content out there. So
they are.
Go do that, and then with that, you'll be supporting the Southeast Gassers by going
yes.
to check that out.
And
so.
Also our YouTube channel. You know, if you yep. hadn't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please go. I have learned recently here and going to PRI and stuff, how much our social media following makes a difference in acquiring sponsorship.
It's huge. It's huge. Yeah.
It is. It is.
So here I will plug us.
Yeah, do that too.
So please, while you're here, I try not to just hammer everybody to death with it, but man, if you hit that subscribe button and you follow Shift Points on YouTube and on social media, it does help us out a lot. And and on top of helping us out and trying to get sponsorship and so that we can keep doing cool stuff, the more of that, the more we get seen, right?
Yes.
So the more of this content, the more we can talk about gassers and things like that. And every person that subscribes gets us in front of more people, and that is. I hope you guys think that's a good thing.
and DH Media, Dylan Horton.
Such a good, yeah.
Yes,
good
Dylan
dude.
Horton, you know, I mean, follow him, help him out.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're all just trying to do this together. We're trying to make things better all together, and Dylan's stuff is top of the line. I saw he got to do some stuff down at the pro shootout down in Florida, and man, just good stuff.
Good stuff. That was a good deal down there.
That was a really good deal down there.
But Quick Time Performance, they do exhaust systems, cutouts. They've got I think it's a Bluetooth cutout.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. Yeah. I knew I'd heard that name specifically tied to something. Yeah. That's what it was.
So it's Quick Time Performance. They'll be doing the left lane on the TV show.
Okay.
And then the right lane is Mortgage Options Incorporated.
Okay.
That'll be the right lane. Then Larice Motorsports Insurance is doing our starting line camera.
Okay.
G-Force will be the sponsor at Knoxville. Molly Motorsports. It'll be Mooresville. G-Force will be in Mooresville. And we're going back to Mooresville for the first time in a few years. So looking forward to that. You know,
I've never got to go to Mooresville. Dad talks about it all the time, and I'm going to do my best to at least be at Mooresville for this because I would like to.
Mooresville
really
is
love
a
to
good
go to that
one.
Racetrack.
Mooresville's a real good one. My brother, my nephew, my great nephew, they've all raced there and stuff. I mean, you know, I've probably spent more time at Mooresville than any other one drag track.
I remember, sorry not to go off in the weeds here, but Dad was telling me that your brother, he was with him the first time that they went to Mooresville. That you said, well, call him up, he'll be right there with you. He went right with him, and he knew everybody. And
well, there's kind of a little story behind that too.
Okay.
We went to the Winston.
Okay.
The Winston at Charlotte.
Yeah.
And we were all there. Mike and Gene went.
Because that was in 91. That was the year before they went to the night race, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Because I think 92 was the first night race. Anyway, again, not important.
But anyway, Bucky, my brother Bucky and Mike got to talking. And he invited him to come over to Mooresville with the 55. And I think he runnered up that night.
I think so. I think that's right.
I think his first time there and he runnered up.
Yeah.
So, it was, it's a good place. It's a good place just to tell you how good it is. You know, I mean, it's, a lot of, the pro stock cars test there.
Right. I mean, cause that's right in their backyard. Yeah.
Well, Greg Anderson drives over there.
Right.
Greg, if you're standing in, I guess right there at the staging lanes, you can look over on the hill and Greg Anderson's, shops over there. You know,
yeah, I remember hearing stories about them doing 60-foot times. They're just working on their 60-foots. That's cool.
So Molly Motorsports has come on board again. They're one of our bigger sponsors. They've come on sport. They're sponsoring the Knoxville race. Also, they help us financially otherwise also.
Awesome.
Summit Racing is probably one of our bigger sponsors. Them and G-Force.
Mm-hmm.
G-Force is right there. Roby Merrick, you know, I mean, we could talk about Roby all day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's Roby has changed our program.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there used to be times when someone would break and they were done. You know, I mean, now they'll break and they're back out for the next round.
That's,
you know, if qualifying.
Having that
or whatever,
support right there at the track.
So,
oh, my gosh. You cannot beat it.
They don't come any better than Roby. I will say that. Kymco Scooters. Kymco Scooters have stepped up tremendously. They have sponsored us 5 brand new scooters.
Awesome.
We were needing scooters. We were going to have to spend money on what we had or buy new ones or whatever. And so we were very blessed to be able to get these scooters. And these scooters will be for sale at the last race.
Okay.
At a reduced rate.
Okay, cool. So
they're really nice scooters, 150s.
Good. Oh,
they call
cool.
them Super 8s.
Yeah.
And then Hot Wheels. Steven is going to be talking with Hot Wheels again. You know, I mean, there's a possibility, you know, that there could be some more Hot Wheels coming with Sega logos on them.
Cool.
And so there's, you know, not financially on board, but you know, they support us, and people sees our logo because of Hot Wheels. And what
you
more
think
can
about
you
how many
that,
little kids,
you
know? And the diecast world is it's wild now. I mean, there's full on YouTube channels and stuff that's all they do is Hot Wheels or diecast cars. And you think about, you get that logo in the right hand, it's going to see a lot of faces are going to see it.
And then we've got PowerTube TV.
Yeah.
I mean, PowerTube TV is going to be a big part of what we're doing this year. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a learning deal for both of us. You know, we're not really sure. I'm not really sure what to expect or how we're going to make all this happen. You know, how I'm going to stay out of their way or whatever right. while they're doing all this and everything. But there'll be, I think, 6 cameras.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll have a starting line camera, a 60-foot camera, 330 camera, finish line camera, winner circle camera.
Gotcha.
You know, so they'll be doing some pit interviews. Hopefully we can get it worked out where they're doing top-end interviews where people come off the track after the winter
round.
That
would be really neat.
And things like that and stuff, you know. I mean, there's back when Mitch was doing those, that was a big part of the social media, or not, I guess the YouTube channel stuff, you know.
There's when nothing beats getting a driver as soon as they crawl out of a car.
Because exactly.
you are going to see it, and you're going to see and hear exactly what they're thinking right there. If
exactly.
they have time to think about it, they might hold their tongue. But if you get them right when they crawl out of that car, you know, you're gonna get what they really feel about it.
You know, just thinking back at some of the interviews and stuff, and I think about Cynthia Phillips. You know, when Cynthia the first interviews I saw with her, you could tell how nervous she was, but she bloomed. You know, you could tell that she did more, she got more round wins and everything and stuff. She was doing better and better. You know, so, but you see that, you know, I mean, it's, we've got people that'll talk like crazy, you know, face to face, but when they stick that microphone in their face, they just, I was kind of that way, you know, and still am, I guess, to some point, but, you know, it's hard to tell that, I guess, but. But I remember the first time Quain wanted me to get up and say something, I just froze up and I said, nah, that's all right. But, you know, it's going to be good. Quain's probably going to show up with it, or he is going to show up with the Angler the first race. And then he's building another car that's going to be a small block Chevy in a Falcon.
Okay, cool.
And the Corvette that Mitch drove last year has, as far as I know, I was told late last week that it had been purchased.
Okay, cool.
And that it was probably going to be Fulton powered. And of course that'll be a little while, you know, I mean, unless they can find an engine or, you know, parts to put one together, you know, to get it out there quick. But, and that's a top of the line car too, you know,
sure.
So, hopefully we'll see it sooner than later.
That'd be good.
But,
so you were talking earlier, there was tracks reaching out and things like that, but you know, we don't want to downplay what some of the tracks that are on the schedule right now that they're doing to support this. And speaking specifically about Shadyside, I've seen pictures that they have put up.
Yes.
They have really went all out to make their property better, to put on a good show.
And that's just the first phase. You know,
the
seats are the first phase. They've got other things that they're planning to do in the future, you know, as the money comes, you know. And Knoxville, you know, they put up the new seats last year. Pretty sure they've already got another set of seats. They're just waiting for the funds to go ahead and pour the concrete, put the next set in and stuff. And they're trying to purchase some property there also, you know, to help them out. And
in a world where we're seeing more and more racetracks and drag strips shut down just kind of out of the blue. I'm just so glad to see some of these smaller tracks growing.
And, you know, I mean, and one thing that I have really enjoyed is getting to know the track owners over the past. This is my fifth year, going into my fifth year with this. And they're just great people. You know, I mean, there's not any of our track owners that or managers that I don't feel like I've got a good relationship with.
That's great. You makes such a big difference.
I can call them up and, you know, and it's there's not we don't want to lose any of the tracks we've got. You know, we went to 10 races this year. There's possibility that we could go back to 11. You know, I mean, that has been just thrown out there. You know, we were 11 for years. And during COVID, I think we dropped back to 10.
Gotcha.
So if we go back to 11, you know, I mean, there, that would open it up a little bit. But like I say, there's one big track in Kansas that's wanting us, and we just got a deal in the past few days of another track in Kansas wanting us to come out there. Don Baskins has got a track in, I guess it's almost West Tennessee.
Okay.
And that's another thing. I didn't mention Don Baskins. Don Baskins come on board financially to help us out again this year.
Okay.
And we really appreciate what Don does for us. Hopefully he's got a race car museum.
Okay.
Hopefully they're going to drag a couple of cars out and come race with us some this year.
That'd be cool.
Mike Cates and Don, you know, they Mike has driven one of Don's cars, and then, of course, Don has driven cars. He's ran they've ran several different classes with their cars, Superstock, H-Gas, C-Gas.
Gotcha.
He purchased the old Larry Noel Crazy Horse car.
Okay.
The 55 that was the Billy Edwards car that was the old Thunder Road car.
Oh, really?
At one time, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they have that car. I assume they still have that car. But, yeah, it's been really good working with the track owners and stuff. You know, Don has invited us to come over to his track. The Huntsville track, we're looking, you know, looking at it. We've got Savannah River, Georgia track. That's out there, and we were going to it, and it got rained out a couple of years ago, and it just didn't work out to go back there because of dropping to 10 races. You know, just it's amazing that you know, we could run many races, but I mean, it's just not feasible for us to do that logistically with our drivers and everything. You know, we have a lot of drivers that still work.
Right. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And you can't, you know, I mean, they can't leave on Wednesday to get there and things like that. You know, I mean, some of them can't. Some of them could, you know, but there's a lot of them that couldn't. We do have Ronnie Sanoff in Texas that has the Texas deal for Southeast Gassers out there.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of dwindled down, but there is rumor that it might be picking back up a little bit.
Cool.
We might be doing something with that, you know, and maybe trying to get it going again.
Okay.
So that would be really good.
For sure.
To get that going out there. And then that way, you know, I mean, if we can maybe maybe merge, you know, like in Mississippi, and get the Texas guys to come to Mississippi and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the Mississippi deal is going to be really good this year. Gulfport, Mississippi, Britt Cummins tracks. He and his partners, they have partnered with Cruising the Coast this year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be big. It's going to be really big. They when Cruising the Coast sends out their packets, there will be a flyer for the Southeast Gassers race at the end of Cruising the Coast on Saturday.
That's
in
cool.
Every packet, and it's something like 14,000 packets.
Wow.
So this race could be.
That's a lot of faces to see that flyer.
It is. It is. And, you know, I mean, and that's just the people that get the packets.
Right.
There's a lot of people that just show up,
right,
you know, down there and don't, they don't even participate in any of the cruising the coast stuff. They just go down there and hang out and look at everybody's cars, you know, just kind of like going to the Rod Run.
Right.
You know, so, and it's that way, but it's like miles and miles and miles of it down there. Terry and I rode 9 miles, I think.
Wow.
Up the coast. Rocky was blessed us with his truck down there that day. Of course, we don't have a car to tow with us yet, but Rocky let us have his truck, and we drove around a little bit, and it was just amazing.
That's cool.
You know, it was so there's a lot of people down there and a lot of possibilities for people to show up. We were in the final rounds, and there were still cars lined up coming in.
That's wild.
You know, when we were there. And we had the second, I think it was the second largest crowd we've ever had.
Right.
There, and that's the first time there.
Yeah.
So,
nothing
not
but
really,
up there.
Not really sure on who the sponsor's going to be there yet. Brent's working on that, trying to get some stuff going on that. So, we should know that soon.
Yeah. Good.
Who's going to be the sponsor there? But it's pretty expensive for him to get tied in with Cruising the Coast.
Right.
It was very expensive. But
again, it just goes back to these guys being willing to help promote this.
Yes.
You guys have buy-in from the drivers, from your employees, and from the tracks. When all three are pulling in the same direction, it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, we've got a really good crew. Just like I say, we got most everyone back that we had in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've got Rich coming out of Canada. You see, what's today? Monday. If he's not already left, he'll probably leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
To be in Georgia, but he'll be there, the first one there. You know, he'll probably be standing there waiting on me when I pull in.
So, that's great.
You know, and then of course we got Angela and Bonnie in the tower. We got David Lancaster coming back. You know, the voice of Southeast Gassers. He was our announcer for many, many years. I want to thank Ricky Shackelford for what he did for us last year. He just wanted to step away, and he's more involved with the AFX cars.
Okay.
He helps Rocky and Sammy and Alan and all those guys.
Okay.
You know, Rob Walden and those guys. And that's another thing that I had just thought about. Robbie Walden is going to a W-based engine and going to Seagas.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be a, I don't know if it's a D-stroke 409 or a stroke 348, but it's 394 cubic inches. They say it's going to turn 10 grand.
Gosh.
With a W engine, you know, and that's unheard of. You know?
That's going to have a wild sound.
I'm going to throw a name out here that probably most anybody don't know, but you do. That's Shorty Radford. Shorty would smile on that.
Shorty's right over there. He's right over there on the wall.
I'll,
so
I see the old Camaro and the Anglia and the Henry J over there. Yeah. He was a local hero around here.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. There's a lot of people that know that name.
He built one of the fastest 409s that's ever been in this country back in the day.
Yeah.
In a 62 Biscayne, and that's the one that hooked me.
The 62 Biscayne?
Yeah. Yeah, sure enough.
Well, Randy, anything else you want to add there?
I think we've pretty much covered it. I mean, I probably forgot something. I'll probably get a call and say, you didn't mention me.
We didn't mention it. You put it in the comments, and we'll make sure we do it next time. We do our best when we show up here. But we say all of that to say this is going to be a big year for the Southeast Gassers,
sure,
and this is exciting. And as far as I know, we're going to do our best next week. We'll try and be back in here and give you guys a rundown on what all went down there in Brainerd, Georgia. Like Randy said, the weather's looking great. If you can make it, if you're in the area, if you're not in the area, if you're within a couple hours of this, you need to try and get there, you know, best you can.
And two, you know, I mean, this is close enough to the Midwest, you know.
I mean,
Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, you know, of course, Alabama, Mississippi, you know. I mean, this is a good opportunity for you guys to get in here and come to one of these, you know, and not have to drive so far.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Good
stuff.
Very good stuff. So, like I said... If you want to help us out, like this episode, share it, put it out there for everybody, kind of yes. drive this up. Not only does it help Shift Points, us here on this channel, yes. helps the Southeast Gassers, and it helps all the sponsors that are here with the Southeast yes. Gassers, which is what we yes. want to do. We want to do our best to try and help them out all yeah. that we can. So
Southeast Gassers gear.
Southeast, yes, Stephen.
They're on board. They're on board. They help us out financially. And Stephen and Holly, just go to southeastgassersgear.com. You can get these. And this has been pretty good today, this little this hoodie's been pretty,
pretty
chilly here.
Yeah, and we've talked about it before, but Stephen and them, I think you can see the posters back here in the back, but they do the event poster for all these. And I'll tell you, Stephen's stuff, everyone gets better. I mean, and he started out great, and everyone still gets better. Yes. So so go buy some posters, and like Randy said, some I think they did some new style hats as well,
yeah,
I noticed.
They do. He's got new stuff all the time, new stuff coming, you know, and he'll start out the year with some new stuff. And just go to Southeast Gassers Gear. He, you know, I mean, he'll always fix you up, send you a lot of extra stuff if you make an order and things like that.
That's
you
awesome.
Know, stuff that you didn't order, you'll get with it.
And on top of it, they're really nice people.
Oh, they're great.
which makes it even better.
Great people. Oh, and that's another thing, too. Stephen met up with, he ran into Josh Owens, Moonshiner Josh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Moonshiner Josh says he's going to be at Shadyside.
Cool.
With his race car.
There we go. Cool.
So he's doing pretty good.
That's awesome.
Walking around without the wheelchair.
Cool.
After the bad accident he had. Very blessed. Very blessed.
Awesome.
Very blessed.
That is good news. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. Like I said, we'll be back in here next week because it's already time to go racing. So we'll see you then. We appreciate everybody that's watched it. Yes. Everybody that hit subscribe, we appreciate it very much. And we'll be back.
Thank you.